This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When the price of whatever it is that your industry produces drops, then surely as night follows day, your industry is going to produce less of it. That's the basic story of oil the past year and a half, where crude's precipitous decline means hundreds of thousands of people who used to work in the oil business aren't anymore, and a lot of smaller energy companies are in a foot race against bankruptcy. Most oil fields in this country have seen a drop in production, but not until now. Not the Permian Basin of West Texas, the highest producing oil field in this country. Marfa Public Radio's Lauren Madelon has that story.
The din at a frack operation near Midland, Texas, is the soundtrack of a technology that's allowed the U.S. to cut its dependence on foreign oil.
This is the heart of the operation right here.
Sam Sledge is an operations manager at ProPetro, a drilling services company. He walks me through a field that's been transformed. Miles of pipes, trucks, 2,500 horsepower pumps, and dozens of scurrying workers. Sledge says the market's hurting, but the technology of what's called the horizontal play is still working. Horizontal play means you drill down, then sideways, horizontally, extracting crude along the drill.
It's just been a bunch of trial and error with this new horizontal play in West Texas over the last 5 to 10 years to just dial it in to where we're going to get the most out of the rock as possible.
Sledge brings us into a trailer arrayed with computers and real-time charts. They monitor the flow in the pumps connected to the well.
14 different pumps on location, shift gears, throttle up and down, all of that is where you can control the horsepower from right here.
And the industry's improving its efficiency with technology that pins down exactly where the oil is, which means more fracks are successful. So despite low prices and a plummeting number of rigs working in the basin, oil production has climbed from 1.8 million barrels per day in April 2015 to 2 million today. Fewer companies are doing the work, but those that remain will benefit from those that don't.
I mean, right now it's a pretty simple battle for market share. It's in our best interest to survive because the companies that are going out of business are going to in turn give us their business when we turn back around.
Until then, survival means slashing costs.
The first thing you do is you get on the phone with everyone you do business with and you try to get a cut rate.
Russell Gold's the author of The Boom, How Fracking Ignited the American Energy Revolution and Changed the World.
You make the case that, look, this is a major recession for the oil field and everyone's got to cut.
Here's ProPetro's CEO, Dale Redman.
It's going to work itself out. It is a cycle. And just about the time everybody says it's over, it comes back.
Redman takes the long view.
You have to look at this as a marathon, not a sprint.
He says downturns mean companies like his need to forge an even deeper partnership with customers who have financial woes of their own.
You have to be in tandem with what they're trying to accomplish, and you better understand what their internal rate of returns are to get those costs down where they can continue.
Many people ask, why don't producers cut production to restrict supply and thereby raise prices? Turns out it's not so easy. Again, Russell Gold.
They need to have cash coming in the door to pay off their loans. They can't just simply stop drilling. If you stop drilling, the cash stops coming in.
Critics have called it a drilling treadmill. It means that even in the face of an oil glut and low prices, those who want to try and make money later have to at least try to stay in the game now. In Midland, Texas, I'm Lauren Madelon for Marketplace.
Lauren's story came to us from Inside Energy. That's a public media collaboration focused on this country's energy issues.